Welcome back. You're listening to Eye on the Outdoors award-winning radio show on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Walking all alone in the southern rain, by graveyards and battlefields that blood still stains. Back to a time when the angels came, walking all alone in the southern rain. In the forest and the fields, so many men were killed. I can hear their cries still echo through these hills. And that was a time when the angels came, walking all alone in the southern rain. And the angels came down to the fallen men, and they held their hands as they prayed for them. They carried their souls beyond the moon and the sun, all the way to heaven, one by one. The angels work so hard.
Welcome back. Hi on the Outdoors, KFNS, 590 The Fan. We're in our bunker, Midwest Outdoor Studios. Your host, Ray I, with the vocal vlogger, Matty G and Peanut. This is our remembrance and tribute to our men and women in uniform that gave their all for our freedom. Memorial Day weekend, be careful out there. The woods, the waters, the lakes. And remember why we enjoy the freedoms we have today. Right, Vogler Vogler?
Yeah, I'm proud of this show. The angels, you did a good job.
Angels came down. Yes, indeed. Wow. What a morning. Kind of tough through those first segments. Wow. Matty G, I want to thank you for doing a great job this morning. Didn't get to speak to you at all. It's good to see you. I want you to have a great holiday weekend and everything going good with you, brother.
I'm just living the dream as always.
That's what I wanted. I just wanted to hear that voice this morning. Hey, we got special guests on the line.
Good folks.
Great, great sponsors of the show. One of the reasons that you all get to hear this program every week and the podcast and all the stuff that we do. Indian Creek Shooting Systems. We've got the Flash and Flash 2 from down around Frona, Missouri, online. Indian Creek Shooting says, hey, we've got Mike Ponder. We've got Stuart Ruling, Mr. Vogler Vogler. Hey, guys, good morning.
Good morning, Ray.
Good morning, Ray.
There's my guys. Hey, do you guys miss me?
You bet. Very much so.
Wow, what a spring season. Turkeys were a little tough, but I understand that the Indian Creek Shooting Systems choke tubes did a good job. Tell us a little bit about some of your feedback, some of your hunts, and you guys just go, both of you, whenever you got an opening.
Started Missouri season, and as we talked, and a lot of people know that I think we were dealing with a lot of hen-up turkeys, so it was pretty rough, but it depended. It was really weird because you could go 2 miles to a different hunting spot and it'd be completely different.
Yep.
But for the most of it, it was really rough, and then, we got some birds here. It finally got them to work, and then we went to Kansas and had a super hunt out there. I mean, total opposite. Everything was really working the way it's supposed to in Kansas.
Anyway. Oh, Kansas. Yeah, Kansas. Really is, yeah, guys, Kansas is awesome. It's a Disney World of turkey hunting. If you're just joining us, that's Mike Ponder. We're talking to Mike Ponder and Stuart Ruling with Indian Creek Shooting Systems. I know, guys, we did good in New Jersey. We sent that Indian Creek choke tube up there to Wilhelmino, and, man, he's smoking them, and he's putting it in everything.
I'm seeing pictures all the time from that guy. I mean, he is a turkey hunting machine.
Yeah, he is. He's a great friend and a great guy. Got to get you guys together sometime in person. You'd love this guy. He's awesome, man.
I think I know how we can do that.
I think we got a plan.
Yeah. Yep, it's a plane ticket to Jersey.
Yeah, that's right. We need to go up and hunt with him. So, guys.
Yep, that's what I want to do.
Yeah, we'll do that. We'll set that up with Will and make sure we do that. We'll set it up with Mark Strand, too, so while we do it, we'll just make it worthwhile for everybody involved. We'll shoot a television show.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, okay. That'd be great.
All right. What kind of feedback are you getting from your customers, the guys that are buying the tubes and shooting them this spring?
Oh, it's been really good this year. You know, we're just getting a lot more known all over. It's funny how it starts out at the beginning of the season. You get all the phone calls from down south. And,
right.
And then you know when it's crunch time because somebody will call in and say, oh, I've just been using my factory choke tube or something, and they'll miss one or can't shoot, you know, far enough. So they'll have one overnighted to them.
Yeah.
We get people calling from their turkey blinds.
That's awesome.
It just gets crazy. And then you can just see how the different seasons start up. You start getting calls from the Midwest and then
right. Out
east. Just great feedback. It's fun to get them calls. They'll call in just to tell you they killed a big turkey or they
shot
it further than they were able to with their, you know, previous.
Right.
Set.
You know something, guys, and what's cool about that, about your company and about you two guys and your personality, you're both turkey hunters, is that you accept those calls and you talk to those customers. They don't get a bunch of recordings and press two and stuff. They get to talk to you guys. That's really cool.
That's exactly right. I mean, we do our best. We don't get every call, but
it's be impossible.
Yeah,
we try. We try to call them back if we can. And I think the one time we weren't here, one of the employees at the end of the day counted, and we had 98 missed calls.
Wow. And 99% of them were probably positive. Just needed some help.
Yeah, probably so.
And like Stuart said, we do get back with people, if at all possible. And
yeah.
Leave a message. Yeah, we try to keep it very personal like that. I mean, you know, we're no huge company right here, so we're still able to do that. And it gets very one-on-one with people, and I like that too, you know.
Yes.
I love meeting new people and doing that.
Let's get another hunt together next spring where just us guys get together with somebody, with one of the media guys in the TV show. We'll keep it, you know, low-key where it's not a ton of people, where it's just like you two guys, camera, one editor guy and me, and let's go do a hunt someplace. All right,
I'm ready.
Yeah,
you just named a place. We'll
right.
be there.
We need to do that. We're looking. We're leaning toward Hawaii.
Oh,
now you're talking.
But you're gonna have to talk to the wives about that.
Are the girls listening this morning?
I would think there's for sure one or two listening that their eyes are getting really big right now.
Body, yeah, Johnny boy. Yeah,
he's
awesome. John Boy's awesome. He had a great time in Missouri. Loves you guys' product. Talks about it all the time.
We were fortunate to hunt. Me and Stuart hunted with him a little bit when we were in Wyoming.
Wyoming, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that was fun.
Well, that was a fun trip. Did we have fun or what?
Oh, my gosh, and the country's just so beautiful out there.
Oh, yeah. And I had way too many people. I felt like a dog telling you two boys you had to wait in the truck, like little bad teenagers. But I had, you know, Linda, Gordy, his son, and then the fan man. And to go in there on the turkeys, what I thought was funny is you guys got to hear the whole thing and the kill and all that, even though you didn't get to participate. But you come right up, and I always remember when the kid, Gordy's son, that killed a turkey, when you come up and said, man, boy, Ray was tearing that calling up, wasn't he? And the kid looked at you and said, no, Ray wasn't calling. That was the turkeys.
Yeah.
You remember that? And then I go back and I listen to that video. I go, man, I never shut up. What's he talking about?
Yeah, exactly.
Funny stuff. Those we've had some good trips. We'll have some more good trips. What are you doing for waterfowl? Anything big or new? Anything just getting ready for waterfowl next?
Yeah, we're making chokes every day still, and you know, waterfowl's coming up, and we have two different constrictions on that. Your pass shooting choke, and then
right
for decoy.
You know, decoy and choke. Nothing really. I'd say new. I mean, we just
okay.
have an outstanding tube for that right now. Shoots all your different waterfowl loads, whatever you know prefer.
Yeah.
And our 710 accommodates all the way. I mean, we tell people to buy it for predator hunting also because the double out buckshot patterns are really good out of it. Number
right.
four, double out buckshot.
Well, see there.
Predator hunters are having some
great information. I didn't know that. We'll pass that along. That's awesome. That's good information. Yeah. What do you think, Vogelbacher? Hey, it's great. They didn't make a choke to a Vogelbacher choke tube because I'm always trying to choke you in here.
You know, it's. I still love that. Was it 2 years ago or 3 years ago down at the Big Piney? Here's all these riders going, no, I'm happy with my choke. until they see it shoot and they're going,
until they shot it. Yeah,
they're like, do you have one for my gun? You know, they that yeah. was just yeah. and you put, I can't remember whose you put it in. The guy turned around with his biggest, like, oh my God, look on his face.
He, yeah. That was Spence.
That was Spence.
That was Spence.
Yeah,
that was Spence.
Okay. It was Spence.
And then Marty
did the same thing. Yeah.
Yeah, but Marty kept the choke.
Yeah, he kept the choke. Yeah, you said that in the last interview, and you said it on this interview, and I'll make sure I pass that along so he knows that you know that he kept the choke.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. give us some information, how our listeners get a hold of you guys, get more information about Indian Creek Shooting Systems.
Or they can go on the website, www.indiancreekss.com, and everything's on there. We got Facebook. Just look us up on Facebook and Instagram also.
Wow, big time, boys and girls. Woo-hoo. All right, guys.
You can reach us, you know, on this number, too. It's 573-824-5555.
All righty. Awesome. Well, guys, have a safe, wonderful Memorial Day weekend with your family and friends, and enjoy the great outdoors like we always do, and just let's always remember those that paid the ultimate sacrifice while we're able to do this right here.
Yeah, we want to give thanks for all them people who put their lives on the line and everything for that. That's why we can do what we do.
That's for sure. All right, guys. Stuart Ruling, Mike Ponder. Thanks, guys. Talk to you soon. Have a great weekend.
Thanks,
give the girls a hug.
Send cheesecake.
we'll work on that.
Okay. Guys. See you. Great interview, Indian Creek Shooting Systems.
Those are just great guys.
Oh, they're
and
awesome.
It's one of those.
I wanted to make sure that people know that they talk to the customers. I mean, this is real customer service. All right, let's take a break, Matty G. We come back on the other side. We're going to talk to our cowboy from down in Texas about little fence devil stuff, huh? And we'll see you all on the other side, baby.